Well, good morning, Emmanuel. It's good to be with you today. Our scripture reading is going to be coming from St. John, the 15th chapter and the 13th verse. And we'll be reading verses 13 through 15. I'm going to be reading from the New American Standard Version. Again, that's John 15, 13 through 17. And the reading of God's Word. Greater love has no one than this, than one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves or servants, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I've called you friends. For all things that I've heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. The reading of the word of the Lord. Well, let me start by saying Happy New Year. Yeah, you can say that back to me. Happy New Year. I honor the Lord, our Savior, who's blessed me immensely with this honor to stand before you today to share with you Jesus, the bread of life. He's always a wonderful meal, and we'll break bread together in a very spiritual and divine way. But before we do, I'd like to give honor to Pastor Michael Tan, a man whom I stand in awe of, a humble and genuine servant of the Lord, a wonderful elder, a wonderful husband, an outstanding father, friend, and most of all, a brother to all of us. And so we're wishing him well on his vacation. Allow me to also say that it's not the great that I always admire. It is those servants who are great in our Lord's eyes by serving that I admire. And so the Tans, Michael and Elizabeth and family are indeed servants, and we thank God for them. To my esteemed brother, Elder Dan Brown, whom I have high regard for, he and his family. To all the elders, deacons, and friends here at IPC, let me say that I love you so much, and it's because you love me first. So I appreciate you deeply. You've shown me love, the kind of love that only comes from God, and I'm so grateful to be a part of this family. In case you didn't know, I'm a part of this family, and proudly so, and I'd be remiss if I did not acknowledge special members of my family. Someone alluded to aunt and uncle, in large part, he and his wife, Dale and Diane White, on the reason for my being here. It's been a wonderful blessing being loved by them. Dale vigorously pursued me, and to this day, I cannot understand why. But they once told me at the church, there's a man out there looking for you. He's been here time and time again looking for you. And I thought, that's just what I need, another person coming to Park Place asking what I'm going to do about his old church. So I tried to avoid him. I didn't return his calls. I dodged him like the plague. And but finally, he just wouldn't leave me alone. So I said, who is this Dale White? And I discovered the tangible love of God through him, a chapter out of my life that I would have missed for being so insensitive to avoid God's love and care for me through Dale White. I was a man that, in my opinion, did not deserve that grace. But they have been nothing short than a gift of God to me to encourage this preacher called by God to serve in some of the toughest areas of Norfolk to share the love of God. So Dale introduced me to you, and so I'm very grateful for that. A church, truthfully, didn't make a lot of sense to me. As it were, a denomination that I was not formally acquainted with, a multicultural family, a non-discriminatory family. You know, I was raised up in churches that was one color. You know, we all were family, we all looked alike. But coming to IPC, I discovered something very different. And I'm very grateful. Family that goes out of your way to love others as Jesus did, a family working diligently on your blind spots, and not making excuses for it. You, the family of IPC, have shown this African-American pastor a love that I had not experienced in the Lord's church. And for that, I'm very, very grateful. It was Dale White that came to find me in the hospital when no one knew that I was there. You know, I was secretly in the hospital, you know, didn't tell anybody, didn't want anybody to get alarmed. But Dale allowed nothing to stop him from coming to me. Even while he barely knew me, while there he leaned over and kissed me on my forehead like a father would. Very interesting. No one's ever done that and lived. But Dale White got away with that one. And I can't explain that kind of love, but I'm surely grateful to know that the real Jesus lives inside of mortal men and women like you here at IPC. And I'm just really grateful. In a world of division, a world of greed and hate, and a world of socioeconomic struggles, biases, there's a congregation here, 40-year-old congregation, Colley Avenue, in Norfolk, that is working with all their hearts to get it right. You know, getting the music right is one thing. Getting the building right is another. But getting the love right, come on, y'all. Getting the love right is the ultimate of our faith. IPC, you give us hope. You give us support. You give us the least of these in the city of Norfolk, love. And I cannot afford to repay you. The only thing that we can do is commit to loving others the way you've loved us. Those of us in Park Place and Huntersville and Young's Park and all those you serve. And while our church, The Bridge, was so looking forward to joining us today, we called everyone back and told them in the wake of this COVID uptick, we encouraged them to stay home and to stay safe as we are mostly comprised of elderly and youth. So we ask your pardon for us not being here today and as we so hope to. And to my dear wife and children watching at home, I love you. Today we're going to be talking about love, the ultimate gift. Love, the ultimate gift. Uncle Dale encouraged me to really preach. He said, don't hold back. I don't mind you talking, but I want you to preach the gospel. And so I think it was Francis of Assisi who said, preach the gospel. If necessary, use words. The gospel is preached with our very lives. Words can often be suspect and sometimes empty. It is our actions that really preach. It is the places that we frequent that preaches our message for us. It's those we turn from and those we turn to that really preaches the gospel for us. Jesus modeled that, the ultimate gift of love. And so this first Sunday of the new year, I stand before you, my brothers and sisters, at this sacred desk, the former desk of the legendary pastor of 40 years, Pastor Bill and Debbie Harrell, to suggest to you a trajectory for 2022, which I believe will be a year of love. The ultimate gift. Two congregations here, yours and ours, running the gamut of socioeconomic spectrums, experiences, and backgrounds that are radically different. Whether you know it or not, there are people in this room and watching online that live in some of the toughest areas and neighborhoods in the city of Norfolk. All the while, there are those of us who live in some of the most exclusive areas of Norfolk. And that is not an indictment. That is an encouragement. In the wake of George Floyd controversies and courtroom controversies, in the wake of great divisions between Democrats and Republicans, year 22 is an opportunity, I believe, for us to impact the evil narratives with the ultimate gift of love. Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friend. Love, life, friend. Three words there. It is the ultimate gift, love. We have an opportunity this year, IPC and Bridge family, to press in, to give more love than ever before. Why? Because love is the heart of our faith. The truth is, love is the core of who we are. Love is the very culture of Christianity. Love is the currency of heaven on earth. Love is what changes hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. Love is what causes us to love the unlovable and to embrace the unembraceable. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friend. Love, life, friend. Three words in that passage that I'd like to draw out. What is love? What is life? What is a friend? We'll unpack these three things today, and then we'll go home and we'll work on it the rest of our lives. What is love? Love is a person. According to 1 John 4 and 7, God is love. Say that with me. God is love. Apostle John, a man who loved deeply and loved Jesus passionately. We're talking forehead kissing love. He so strongly urges us in this passage as he writes passionately, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God," John says. "For God is love." Say that with me. God is love. "By this," he says, "the love of God was manifested in us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this," he says, "is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Beloved, if God so loved us, he says, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time, John is saying. If we love one another, God abides in us. And his love is even perfected in us. By this, he says, we know that we abide in him and he in us because he has given us his Spirit. John says, we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Listen as he passionately says here in verse 16, "We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us." God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. And by this, he says again, love is perfected with us so that we have confidence on the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. Verse 19 says, as we skip down, we love because he first loved us. If someone says, "I love God," John is saying, and hates his brother, he is a liar. Very strong language. For the one who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. I submit to you again that love is a person, and love is living inside of you. He's living inside of us, and he makes us do things that we cannot explain. I cannot explain why a man kisses me on my forehead, barely knows me. A person that doesn't look like me, he's not related to me. It's a love that comes from God. You know, love is counterintuitive, if you'll be honest about it. The quest of love, our will, often runs contrary to the will of love. Love has a mind of its own. Have you thought about that? And it's not your mind or my mind. It's the mind of love. It is the mind of our Father that causes us to bypass our very own logic. We need to know that in 2022, God will challenge us to love until it hurts, Lyle. He'll challenge us to love when it doesn't make sense, Jason. Love even when we can't explain it, Charles. Why? Love has its own mind, its own agenda. Love serves the will of the Father because love is the very Father himself in operation through us. I submit to you that in 2022, this will be the year that love takes center stage and radically prevails over fear, over hate, over division. 20 plus 22 equals 42, which reminds us of the 42 generations required to birth the ultimate gift of love. You know, love is not cheap. It's very expensive. Love requires time. Love requires teamwork. Love requires patience. Ask Jesus, love painful. Love takes our greatest treasures, the greatest that we have, and gives it to the most undeserving. IPC and Bridge family, in this year, let us become love. Let us become like John. Let us become as passionate about love as John was. A real person just like you and me. Will that be your testimony in the year of 2022? Ahav in the Hebrew, H157 in Strong's. Love, a consuming passion for another. It is the act of being a friend. Love is the act of being a friend, kind of like that good Samaritan, a man he didn't know, that would give all that he had to make sure that this unknown friend was taken care of. You know, love is an unexplainable magnet that draws us to each other so that we can passionately be in fellowship to supply the dire needs of one another. Not the needs that we desire to provide, but the needs that others need. If it's a coat, Jesus says, give your coat and your cloak. Jesus says, if it's a walk a mile in fellowship, love says, walk 2 miles with a smile. I'll say it again. Love is an unexplainable magnet that draws us to each other so that we can passionately be in fellowship with each other to supply the needs of each other. And it's not always needy needs. Needs are very broad. As God supplies our needs, we supply the needs of others, making it a cyclical nature. That cyclical nature of love, perpetual. That's love. And that's God's will. He architects this unexplainable passion to be in fellowship with all races, all creeds, to be in fellowship with other orientations all around the globe, so that we can feed the needs of others, just so they know that Jesus is real. Unexplainable, but real. If I could reduce the identity, character, and purpose of the believer down to one word, it would be love. Aha. I think it's the most important word in Christianity. I think it's one and the same. I think love is one and the same with the word Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the will of the Father. This leads me to the second part of our little talk today, life. Life. What is life? Life is blood. Think about it. There's no blood, there's no life. Life is spirit. Wind, pneuma. There's no wind in you, there's no life. Interesting thought. Ever seen a lightning storm in the midst of a wind storm? There's no fire without wind. It requires oxygen. The life of the fire. No life without light. It's not possible. Life is light. And light is life itself. Let me give you some scripture to go with that. John 1, in him was life. And the life was the light of mankind. And the light shines into darkness, and the darkness cannot extinguish it. Some things we just can't extinguish. Some fires, Jason, we just can't put out. This love, this life, and this friendship, it cannot be extinguished. John 1, 1 John 1 puts it even clearer. 1 John 1, 5. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light. Well, we heard that God is love. Now we see that God is light. And that in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Very strong words. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is the light, we fellowship with one another. There it is. We fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, another word for life, and the blood of Jesus, his sin, cleanses us from all sins, giving us that right to eternal life. Life is his blood. Life is his spirit. Life is the light of Jesus, the very words of Jesus. What are you trying to say, preacher? Love is giving life. Our life, my life, your life, so that we give the ultimate life to others through Christ. We must tell others about his blood. We must tell others about his spirit, his light. We must tell others about his son, Jesus, the light of the world. That's giving love. That is how we love, IPC. We must draw closer to those with whom we are not in fellowship with, so that we can give them life, which is light. It's kind of like two candles. The candles here. Sometimes we have our church, you know, you take one candle and you light the other candle. But how does that happen when they're so far separated? Have to bring them together. In order to bring light to the other, they must get so close that they touch in ways that may not be comfortable. But that is how we bring light and life. How close you have to be to each other? Well, you got to be Dale White close. You must pursue, even when it doesn't make sense. You must press in to be in fellowship when people don't get you, when it doesn't, you can't figure you out. You know that you're after eternal life for them. In 2022, we must tell others the story of love. By showing more love. And if necessary, use words. And if we are not afraid to get uncomfortably close, I'm not sure we always would need words to light our neighbors with life. In 2022, let us go out of our way. Let us not make sense. Let us not be predictable. Let us not be explainable as to why we're going out of our way to share this love, this life, the dying and lost world. It's worth it. It's worth whatever time required to invest in eternal life. It's worth the pain. It's worth the patience. It's worth the cost of sharing this love. The love that we experience amongst each other is not just for us. Loving ourselves, loving each other, guess what? It's just not good enough. Love is for the world. We must love all we can, whomever we can, while we can. The scripture says, let us work while it's day, for when night comes, no one can work. Jesus, in an effort to love us, gave us life, new life, eternal life, through his blood, through his spirit, and through his light, the word. Lastly, let's look at the word friend. A friend, IPC, is what you've been to me. I want to say to you again, thank you for your gift of love to me. In the passing of my dear mother just a few days ago, in my pain, my darkest hour, time of need, you were there as a friend. Time and time again, your love never fails. Never gives up, never runs out on me. That's old Baptist song. Well, new Baptist song. Of course, I can sing them all. I'm ordained Southern Baptist. Pastored Methodist. Born and raised Pentecostal. Now I'm a proud Presbyterian. There you go. In closing, I want to say, Jesus said that you are my friends if you do what I command. Therein is the formula and definition of a friend. Those who do what Jesus commanded us to do. What did he command? I'm glad you asked. Among many things he commanded us by saying, John 13:34, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. What great cost. Do that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one another. Let us pray. Lord, teach us to love. Teach us to give life. Teach us to give light. Teach us to be a friend. 2022, Lord, teach us to be more like you. And all the Lord's friends says, amen.